This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Slovenia has now joined Spain, Ireland, and Norway in recognizing a Palestinian state. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Slovenia's prime minister says he sped up efforts to recognize a state of Palestine in reaction to Israel's expanding invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The months-long offensive has largely cut off the flow of food, medicine, and other supplies to Palestinians who are facing widespread hunger. Last week, President Joe Biden said that the three-phase plan was Israeli. However, Israeli leaders have since appeared to distance themselves from the proposal and vowed to keep fighting Hamas until the group is destroyed. Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza has killed more than 36,000 Palestinians. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A senior official with the Palestinian militant group Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, said it will not accept any deal with Israel that does not clearly lay out a permanent ceasefire and a full Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza Strip. He said Hamas has told mediators it was waiting for an Israeli response regarding this matter. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has declared victory for his alliance in India's general election, claiming a mandate to push forward with his agenda, even though his party lost seats to a stronger-than-expected opposition, which pushed back against his mixed economic record and polarizing politics. But for the first time since his Hindu Nationalist Party swept to power in 2014, it did not secure a majority on its own, meaning he will need support of other parties in his coalition, a stunning blow for the 73-year-old who had hoped for a landslide victory.